Hi guys, did you know if you're a VIP member, you can now watch this episode in full on the VIP subscription. Just click the link in the episode description.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Talking of men, do you want an exclusive?
No. What?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Katie Price Show, the one that I do with my little sister, Sophia Hannah Price. Now, everyone, before we start, Sophie's little boy, Albert, is ill and is at home. So, you know me and Soph, we are very honest about our life. So, if you do hear Albert in the background coming in, that's
it is what it
so
is.
So dealing with being mummy duty today, and I am coming home today. I've been away for 4 days, 4 days free in my diary. Now I think before we start, we need to address some things from the media. Now I was supposed to come away. No one knew I was coming away, apart from professionals around me, to just get a break from everything that I'm dealing with behind the scenes at home. But that break turned out to be someone obviously took a picture around the pool and it got in the paper and everyone's like, oh, she's in Ayanapa. Oh, she missed bankruptcy and she's gone on holiday. No, let me address it. The court knew that I wasn't going to my bankruptcy because mentally, my consultant at the Priory, I've been signed off for any kind of activity for court. I'm mentally not strong enough at the moment to stand in court, be cross-examined in front of the media, in front of the public, for then the media to ridicule me even more than they already do. I think it's so cruel, the media, at the minute. I am taking my bankruptcy so serious, like I do everything else. It's a very serious situation I'm in. And it does look like, oh, she's just gone on holiday. No, my head at the moment needs a break. I had 4 days in my diary where I was able to go away.
I think, let's just roll back a minute. So we've spoken about this. So I think,
yeah, but I can't give ins and outs of what's going on in my life. Yeah.
So how it looks, how the media are portraying how it looks as if you don't turn up to court hearings, you make excuses, but then you'll fuck off on holiday. That's how it looks to the general public. And then the public are thinking, okay, she's meant to be in a bankruptcy, she's going on holiday, she's buying this, she's buying that. How is she doing it? That's how it looks.
Right, so let me address it. So the media write what they want to write, and they do. And obviously the public are influenced by what the media write. But you've got my words from me here. When I say I'm not mentally able and stable to go into court at the moment, because I have a lot of things behind the scenes that I'm dealing with. Hence, I haven't been on TikTok for months, since December. You know, I'm only doing what my body, my brain can let me do at the moment. I think the media are trying to kill me off at the minute because I am taking the bankruptcy seriously, okay? It's not like I've jetted off on a bloody 5-star holiday. And also, let me just say something. I'm not in a £760 a night room hotel either. It's not my fault that my friend came to this hotel a week before me and told them that I was coming and to look after me. So when I came here, they upgraded me for nothing. That was it. So this holiday was actually a very cheap holiday, and I've only come here to get away for 4 days break, going in the gym and just looking after myself, my head. There's reasons why I don't want to be in my surroundings at the moment. And I'm having a difficult time, but I still have to work and do the things I can. I'm looking after myself the way I feel I look after myself better. So there is another court hearing, and I won't be going to that either. So I've had a letter. I want everyone to know I've had a letter from my trustees. And before I went away on holiday, I had an hour's conversation, Zoom, with my trustees who deal with both my bankruptcies and explained fully my whole situation, what's going on. So they knew what was going on. So since then, I've had a letter from them and a letter from court. But if people actually read the article, it says that my psychiatrist or consultant signed me off. They've now given a list of things I need to do to discharge me and suspend me from this at the moment, which has to be signed off by a lawyer and what do they call it? And trust to be the truth and all of that. So obviously I'm back today. So I've got the appointments with my consultant, my therapist and everyone around me who will be signing me off legally because mentally I can't cope with it. And look at it this way from me, right? I come away for 4 days to have some peace. But has it been peace? No. Because yet again, the media rub it in my face, make out I've just gone away on a jolly, and I haven't gone away on a jolly at all. I needed a break from what's going on behind the scenes. My little head is quite fragile at the moment, so I can only do what I can do. So imagine the media now writing what they do about me. So do they really think that I'm still mentally stable to turn up in court, knowing all the media would be sitting there, knowing all the public would be sitting there and be ridiculed? I just can't cope with it at the minute. So I'm not ignoring anything. So I just want to clear it up with the public. I'm not fooling anyone. I am engaging with everyone. And like I've said, with my mental health and what I've learned from the past, never ignore anything. Always make sure you communicate. And that's all I can do, communicate. But I mentally can't do something that I can't cope with. I am looking after myself, my head, everything, doing everything I can because I don't want to go back down to have a breakdown. So I'm only doing stuff that I want to do and looking after myself in the gym, being healthy, being focused, trying to be positive. And now I rest my case on that.
Right. Do you feel better?
That was a very deep start.
That was a bit of a deep start.
I had to. And if there's anyone who's listened to the podcast, then, you know, I've just put a dull moment on your morning, right. Evening,
let's
afternoon, bedtime.
Let's liven it back up, shall we? Have you got your cup of tea?
No, because I'm here. I've just got two vapes.
Fucking hell. Right.
No cup of tea.
Right. So Christina sent us through some tracks for the live tour. Kate, are you happy with the tracks?
Right.
Right.
Right. So let's talk about tracks. So next week, I've been in contact with Scarlett and I'm in the studio in the evenings recording my tracks for the show. Yes. So... yeah, it was funny because I was going to them, come on, what club classics do you know? And they come up with, what about Young Hearts?
Oh, God, yeah.
And I went, no. And she went, what about I Will Survive? Then I went, no, I want more like
Finally,
Mini Mr. Right. Or This Is the Rhythm of the Night.
Oh, I love
night.
That song. Oh, I think night. You should do that one. What's the one you played to me and Chris at Saving Grace in the dressing room?
That was Let Me Be Your Fantasy.
But it was a mix.
And Finally, yeah.
Do that. I love that.
So we'll do the medley version.
Love that.
Well, I'll send that to Scarlett then for the studio so they can come up with a backing for that. But I'm going to sing it my way like I did with the other one. You don't have to take your clothes off. I still want to sing that one as well.
So you're doing three tracks then?
Well, they only quick, aren't they? It's not like I do the full tracks.
I know. Fair enough.
But I might do it where... We could put some words up on the board and everyone could sing
along.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
So I've got you. Oh, oh.
Oh, you nutter.
So that would be good. So I'm seeing Adrian next week as well.
Are you actually seeing him though? Yeah.
Yeah, because I was supposed to see him last week and then he got a last minute thing. Now, Adrian, everyone, I think I said before, who's made my costumes for years, he does drama series, films, everything. He's always so busy. So yeah, he's already messaged me about two outfits.
I have no fucking idea what I'm wearing. Do you know what? I thought about this. I might just stick to two pairs of trousers, two blazers and a few different T-shirts and just mix them up. A couple pairs of trainers.
And some accessories.
Some bit gold hoops, a bit of gold necklace.
It's very you in itself.
Yeah, some specs, blow dry, done.
Would you ever wear Diamante specs? Not quite Dame Edna, but Dame Edna.
Well, I'm a bit Dame Edna anyway, aren't I? So...
Don't you think that would look cool? Some like diamond-y
ones. I think they're a bit tacky now, though. A bit dumb.
Well, it will match me, whatever I'm wearing.
That's true. Oh, God. I don't even know where I can get them from.
Do you know, I thought about it. I thought, imagine if I just come cash.
Well, go cash.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be me, would it?
Not unless you rock up in some trackies.
Yeah, but it's not me, is it?
Fair enough.
Unless I had fully crystalled made tracksuit. Top and bottoms crystal.
Oh, that'd be comfortable though.
Yeah, or pyjamas.
I know. So. Well, I've seen some all-in-ones as well that I'm looking at.
Oh, really?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What do you say when people go, what's it about?
Do you know one of those things
where loads of things flash through your mind and you go, I don't know really. And in my head I'm thinking, what would I do if I had a dick? Oh, I shot myself the other day. Oh, I went and shagged five men. I've got thrush. And it all goes in my mind. And then I just go, I don't know really.
No, just I just go,
girly
girl chat, bonkers.
Hi guys, I'm Ashley.
And I'm Lauren.
And together we are Nip Tuck. So if you want totally unfiltered girl chat, then look no further. Head over to our episode now, have a listen, and I promise you guys, you will love it.
Can you get that out of your mouth now? So
look how assertive Mummy Price is.
He's winding me up. He keeps on going... to put and then running off.
Do a bit of reverse psychology. And it's like when they have a temper tantrum and they lie on the floor in the house, then get on the floor and do the same. Go,
oh,
and they look at you like, what? It's so funny. You've got to do
it. So you know we're trying to potty train Albert.
Yeah.
Right, so the other day I put some pants on him and I was like, Albert, if you need wee wee poo poo, you must tell mummy and we'll go on the potty. Anyway, he was like, no potty. I was like, right, okay, anyway. So I put his pants on him and then sort of left him in front of the TV and then me and Harry went into the kitchen to just do some tidying up, right? This was all in the space of 5 minutes. And then he came running into the kitchen, mummy bum, mummy bum, mummy bum. And I was like, oh, do you need a wee wee or poo poo? He was like, no, Albert bum, Albert bum. And I went into the living room bit and he'd done a shit on the floor under the TV.
Oh, my God.
I was like, for fuck's sake. I know.
Learning not in the potty. It's so hard to potty train them. They will get it. It's just so hard, isn't it?
Yeah. Like just before we've started recording, I had pants on him and then I've just gone to check him to make sure he's all right and he's wet himself. So I'm like, oh, God.
More washing.
Yeah.
So yesterday, everyone, we were supposed to do the podcast, but Albert had to, he'd come back from nursery, high temperature and all of that.
You know when you get a call from like nursery or school and you're like, oh, here we go. here we go. And they were like, oh, Albert's got a temperature. What would you like us to do? I was like, can you just give him some Calpol? And if he's not right in an hour, I'll come and pick him up. Literally half hour later, they're like, Sophie, can you come and get him? I was like, yeah, sure. No problem.
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm just looking at myself in the screen. As you can see, I haven't really sunbathed. Look, I'm not even brown. I look whiter than I did there.
I think your skin actually looks all right. I've changed my hair. I've gone a bit blonder.
I love your... Do you know what? I absolutely love your hair like that.
Do you
like
it? That it is blonde. Better.
I'm jealous.
Do you know what's funny? So when I was sitting in the chair, I showed them this girl. She's on TikTok. She's only like 20... 21. And yeah, I was like, yeah. No, I know I don't look like her. And I know she's a lot younger than me, but I want her hair. And they were like, oh, you sure you want to go that blonde? I was like, yes, just do it. But yeah.
I love
it. Well pleased.
You've always had good hair and good eyebrows and good eyelashes.
I'm getting my eyebrows done today, actually. I've got a monobrow going on, so I'm going to sort that. I'm getting them laminated and tinted this afternoon. Can't wait.
Yeah, but they look nice. You've got such good brows.
They really make a difference, eyebrows, don't they?
It does. So I've sort of kept off the sunbeds and I've been taking, and I've brought it with me as well in case it didn't work, that Rejuvenate I've been taking every day for a month, putting it in my diet. And I've noticed a difference with my skin and that. I really have. You just said, I've got no makeup on.
Yeah, your skin does look good.
It's glowing, isn't it?
Glowing.
Really good. It is glowing.
So tell us about the gym routine. How's that all still going? I did see you do some running.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about the running. By the way, I didn't work out today. My abs are absolutely killing me.
So how often are you going?
Killing. Every day.
God, and that's good.
My calves are killing me. Like, I'm getting out and walking and I'm in bits and I love it. You know when you've been to gym and you're just in bits. It hurts, but it's like it's good because you've worked it. I'm really like taking out all what I'm going through in the gym at the minute, put my music on and I'm loving it. Music on, I'm just training. So the running, oh my God.
Did it hurt?
I did five minutes run the other day, only at... the incline one and speed.
It makes you feel sore with your feet.
I know. And speed at 6. And do you know what? I'm out of breath because I'm not fit. But I had the music on and I could see the reflection of me running. And it was sort of like a tingly feeling on my body. Like, oh my God, she's running again. Like, Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And I thought,
dun, dun, dun.
And I thought, oh my God, they said I'd never run. Like, they did that first, say I'd never walk. And it's been nearly 3 years,
no,
you know.
No, it's got to be longer
feet.
Than that. It's got to be 4 or 5.
Well, 20. No, it's 20, 21 or 20, 22.
God, that's gone quick. Yeah.
So I'm like, yes. Yes, my sweet cheeks legs. Let's
sweet
go for it.
Sweet cheeks legs.
So, yeah, so I've done that. Yeah, so I'm trying to be healthy and take frustration out in the gym. And do you know, it does help going to the gym with your head,
you know. I really enjoy in the morning. So I get Albert to nursery and then I go for a walk in the sticks. Love it. On my own. Headphones in.
I'm absolutely loving it. I'm not loving the fact I've got to get home and, you know, you've got to face the music of the communications and deal with stuff. But I tell you what, anyone out there, if you're in my boat and there's things you don't want to face, don't ever avoid them. Just communicate and just go for it. And because it's such a good feeling once you communicate and let it out and deal with things like what I've been doing, you do feel good for it. Just don't ignore it. And that's exactly what I'm not doing. So sorry, everyone, about this podcast, me having a little moan up and expressing what's going on in my little head at the minute and dealing with things. And if there is anyone out there going through bankruptcies and that, it's really shit. And I get
it.
It is shit.
It might actually be nice to get some, like, listeners, like, message us to find out how they've dealt with bankruptcy and what they experienced.
Yeah, I would love that because I've got no one to talk to about it. Mine just gets written over the media in a way the media want to do it. You know, and mine all stemmed down, started from when I had a breakdown and I ignored everything and didn't communicate. And it's just rolled and rolled and rolled. But there's so much that has escalated that has gone on privately behind the scenes, probably the past 5 years, 4 years, it's been really, really difficult. And then I'm in this situation. So, but the bankruptcies are all different. How all bankruptcies are different, how they are and whatever. But I'm trying to deal with mine the way I can. And I would try and deal with it with dignity and in private, but that just doesn't seem to happen. And people just spiral out what they think's happening in my life and what they don't. So I don't really control that. But I can promise you all, I am stressed with it all. I am communicating and I'm trying to deal with things the best I can.
Changing the subject. Have you seen...
We should have got the violins, in the background of this.
No, I'm joking. Have you seen... Me and Harry saw that Wicked Little Letters film with Olivia Colman.
No, you've told me to see it.
It's so good. It's so good.
Is it on Netflix?
No, you've got to go to the cinema and see it.
Because I wanted something to watch on the aeroplane on the way back. I was going to download something Netflix, but... Have you watched The Gentleman?
Right, no, but Mum started watching it and she said it's quite good.
I started watching
it. Is it cheesy?
It's different. No, it's really different, actually. It's not something I would normally have watched, but now I've watched it, it's very different. And I'm up to quite, I think, episode 8 or something.
I'll speak to Harry about that, see if he wants to watch that.
There is a film called The Gentleman that JJ's watched that, but this is the series that's on Netflix. And he said it is slightly different. So,
what did me and Harry watch the other day? Watch Wicked Little Letters. That was good. What else have we been watching? Oh, new series of Clarkson's Farm coming out on the 6th of May.
Ooh! How many series has he done?
Two. This will be the third, and then he's got a fourth one commissioned already. He's smashing it.
Maybe I should watch it because I've seen bits of it. It looks really funny.
I know everyone's not a Jeremy Clarkson fan or whatever. I am, and I think he's brilliant. His sense of humour is just dry.
Yeah, so you like that, but we're all, So I can't wait this week. Let me tell you what I'm doing this week when I'm back.
You got Liverpool this week.
Yes, give me hair products. Yes. I love it.
That will actually be your first live TikTok live back.
Yeah, that will. And guess what? I can't wait for the car journey. Do you know why?
What are you going to get? You're going to get your McDonald's breakfast on the way up.
No, I don't eat all that now. I've been healthy.
Ooh.
Really healthy. I am taking my laptop and I'm going to catch up with Britain's Got Talent, just because remember, it's quite a journey. Watch the last episode of Married at First Sight, the reunion. And then I can finish watching Revenge because I can't watch all that over here. And just, like, catch up on telly and things
like
that.
How are you finding using your laptop now? You're getting
with
the hang
JJ,
of it.
Before, because he's on the balcony, he was like, I'm really surprised, Kate, you know how to use all this equipment and actually know how to use your laptop for this, because he knows how absolutely diabolical I am at technology.
Mate, every time you have tech problems, I look at Chris's face, Chris, who does her podcast, and she's like, for fuck's sake, now what?
I know. So JJ goes, what, you know how to get onto your thing? I went, yes, I've learnt it. I know how to do that now. And he's like, Jesus, because when he sees me on the phone, how I do things, even on my phone, just to get to an app or something, he's like, why don't you just do it this way? It's easy. I'm like, no, I have my way of doing it. And he goes, but it's so long how you do it. And I'm like, well,
That's just how I do it. All right.
What else is I can say? Yeah, so this week I am, so I've got my first live TikTok, but it's all pink, all the stuff's pink, my favourite colour. And it's an easy one for me because I use their hair products and that anyway. So it's just break me in gently because I do have to start doing some work and stuff.
Yeah. Panto, you've signed up for another Panto?
Oh my Cinderella. God. Yes, everyone. Signed up for Cinderella and I'm one of the ugly sisters. And guess who's my ugly sister I'm doing it with? No, it's not Sophia Hannah Price. It's Kerry Katona.
That'd be quite funny, actually.
Yeah, so Kerry, actually, she got me the gig because she's been working with them 6 years. And she's like, Kerry, I can't even do her accent. Why don't you come and do this panto? Oh, that That doesn't sound like her at all. Anyway, Kerry said the ugly sisters. I went, what are we ugly? She went, no, we can still be really pretty, but we just have the ugly sisters and we can sing. And I went, yeah. Well, I'll sing better than you then, Kerry, just mucking about.
Oh, my God, yeah, I forgot about that. Are you both going to sing? We need to ask them about that. That's a good point.
Sing. And I think because me and her have known each other, like, it must be about 22 years when she was in Atomic Kitten, even before The Jungle, that we can have, like, little innuendos on stage, little digs and, like, banter kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? So it'd be good this year to do that with her. And then we got the podcast show. If you haven't bought tickets yet.
Podcast show.
Buy the tickets for the podcast show. And then next week, I do. Harvey so wants to go away. He so needs a holiday.
How is Harvey Price?
Yeah, so I'm going to see if I've got 3 days spare because I've got lots of courses I'm doing. I'm starting my DBT course. I can never say what it says. Dialectic. So, does someone out there know? Dialectic behaviour something. It's a 21-week course. It talks about relationships. It talks about assertiveness. Just all about how to. I'm starting that 21-week course. I'm doing all these different courses to help me mentally and stuff like that. So if I've got 3 days or 4 days free, I'd actually bring Harvey back here because they've got these swimming pools here. And, you know, just, you know, the other kids and all that are at school. But just because, you know, I've still got other kids as well. And I think Harvey hasn't had a holiday for ages. It's not going to be like, it'll be a holiday for Harvey, but it's not what I call a holiday. But all around the kids' pools, they've got, you know, like the waterfalls and all of that. Just to see his face under them, smiling, record. Do you know what I mean? Just for like 3 days or 4 days, if I can find space. So, yeah, I'm going to see Harv, get him a haircut. He got his new keyboard, the Yamaha one that he had when he was younger. I found it. He's got it. And already this morning, he has sent me him playing Walking Around the Christmas Tree on it. He said, this is ready for Christmas, Mummy. Walking Around the Christmas Tree. So I had to listen to that today on the keyboard. So I can't wait to see Harvey, give him a hug and just have him home.
Yeah, nice. Let's move on to some listener questions. So I've got Albert here putting Lego all over the table. Katie, I remember the series of your reality show where you were newly single and went to Ibiza with your friends and the press were hounding you. Love that episode. Do you have any behind the scenes gossip from it?
That's when I split with Pete and I said to ITV, I want to continue filming a reality show and I'll do it on my own. So that was the start of my first reality show that I did on my own after I did Katie and Pete. I got absolutely hounded on that holiday.
Did you actually enjoy it?
So it wasn't really a holiday. No, I didn't really enjoy it, no. And plus, because I had a breakup. And at that time in a breakup, I thought, just go away to Ibiza. But that's, I was young then. That's not how I would deal with a breakup now. I've learnt with my maturity.
Sorry.
There you go.
Right, next one. My 12-year-old daughter, Elsie, I like that name, wanted to ask Katie, how long did it take her to learn how to canter?
So I found when I was horse riding, I started when I was 7, and people don't realise it's even hard to do a proper walk on a horse. It's all your core. And trotting is so much harder than cantering because it's a 2-beat. Trot, tap, 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 it's like a 2-beat. So when you trot, you learn to rise and trot in the saddle, up, down, up, but you have to do it on the right beat of the horse. And that's the hardest to learn the trot. It is, because if you miss the beat of the horse, that's when you bop, bop and can fall off. But canter, you just sort of sit in the saddle and go. I always find canter the best, most comfortable stride a horse does. So I don't know how many lessons you have, but once you get it, oh, it's an amazing feeling. But it's all in one. You just have to be able to hold the horse up at the same time so the horse doesn't get faster. But you just suddenly get it. It's really hard to explain because I've been riding all my life. I think, God, it's easy to ride. But when I look back, it's not easy to ride. It's just because I know what to do. It's like once you can ride a bike, you can always ride a bike, but it's always hard at first. Yeah.
Right. What are your earliest childhood memories?
My earliest childhood memories would be we lived at a place called Fordown.
I wasn't even born
in Portslade. No. And this was when my mum was with my real dad, my biological dad. And I think my mum had a Renault. And it was a sunny day. And me and my brother were in the back of the car. My mum was driving out. And I remember seeing my dad in the garden doing something. That is it. No other memory before that, which is really random. But I just remember it, a hot sunny day. The windows were down. And my dad was in the garden. And my mum was driving us out the driveway. We were going somewhere. I don't know where, but that is the... It's that. I don't know what I'm thinking of this for, because you just said childhood memories, right? And I was just thinking of my very first pet. You know the saying, right? Everyone, you'll know this and think about it. What would be your porn name? They always say it's your... The name of your first pet and your mum's maiden name. I don't know what's just made me think of it, because my first pet was a rabbit called Star and my mum's maiden name was Shalia. So my porn name would be Star Shalia.
Mine would be Jack Shalia. Do you remember Jack, the cat?
Yes. Was he black?
Yeah, black cat. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Everyone now listening... I bet they're all saying out their first names and mum's maiden names. Some of them are pretty good, aren't they? I just thought Star Shalia was pretty good.
I used to love that Shalia. I love that. That's French, isn't it?
I don't know.
Right, last one. Living with autism is very challenging. My 8-year-old girl doesn't talk. Do you have any advice?
Yes. Autism's very challenging, and just to give you some advice, Harvey didn't start speaking till he was about 11, 12, I would say. He didn't really say much at 8. All he would do is just noises like,
I remember that.
Do you remember that? So if you look at old programs, if he wanted something, his way of saying yes was
Do you remember that?
So... Be optimistic. You can be non-verbal and stuff, but I bet you know her language. She has taught you her language of communicating. But just to reassure you, Harvey didn't speak at 8 either. And you're probably like me. You look at older kids and think, oh, I wonder if my daughter or son would be like that. I'm exactly the same and I'm still the same now. And Harvey's 22 in May, which is, it's 30th of April today. So... that gets better. Remember, Harvey was in a wheelchair as well till like 11, 12.
Oh, gotcha.
Because he didn't like walking anywhere.
Yeah, I remember that. He had to take a wheelchair everywhere.
Yeah. So, because I'll have Harvey with me next week, I'll get him on the pod to say hello.
Oh, yes. Little Harvey Price. Right, let's move on to life advice with the Prices. So my boyfriend of two years just broke up with me via phone call. He's doing a semester abroad. He's home in July. Should I contact him to meet up or just give him no call? Fuck him right off.
What's a semester?
So where you have a break during uni. So he's having a break, but he's going abroad and he's dumped her before he goes abroad. So he's obviously dumped her to go off and fuck around on holiday.
No.
Yeah. What a cock.
Didn't even offer her to go.
He's probably gone with his mates.
No, that's cruel. If you've been with him 2 years, that is cruel.
And I'm not being funny. If he's like early 20s or whatever, like that's men. But... Yeah, what a knob. Fuck him right off, I would.
Talking of men, do you want an exclusive?
No. What?
I've had a cover-up done on my arm.
Oh, yeah. I did see that on the family group chat. Did it hurt?
Good riddance is the word.
Next one.
Next question.
I know my son's girlfriend isn't right for him, as she's so rude to us and so moody. How do I tell him? Just tell him.
Yeah, well, actually, no. Hold your horses. Actually,
I know what you're going to say.
Right. There's being honest and being honest how you feel about your son's girlfriends. Once in the past, I commented about one of Junior's girlfriends. No, I'm just going to say this was years ago. Because they're all in love and all of that, they think they're perfect. Remember your first loves and all of this. Sometimes it's not worth saying anything, is all I'm going to say. Just leave them to it, is what I'm going to say. Also, how funny, I've seen Junior's new girlfriend. She's so pretty. I remember watching her on Celebs Go Dating. She was in the papers yesterday.
I didn't even know Jay had a new girlfriend.
Well, Princess told me. And, she was in the papers yesterday. She's really pretty, actually. And I've never seen her on Celebs Go Dating. So I can't wait to meet her. Mm. She's already met the dad. So, How cool. Isn't it funny when your kids get older and they get in relationships and then, you know, you meet their girlfriends or boyfriends as they're sort of adults, because she's like an adult. Like, it's weird, isn't it? They're not like young kids when they're at school.
I fancy this one or that one. Is she older than Jay, all the same age?
Yeah, she's 23.
Ooh. Wonder how they met. Pretty Little Thing party. Lol.
I actually don't know. But what's weird is she's 23. He's 18. See, you can always get an age gap in relationships. As you get older, age gap doesn't matter,
no,
does it?
No, doesn't matter. Look at mum and dad.
They're 15 years, aren't they?
No, they're not 15 years. Mum's 10 years older than dad. Every time I wind mum up and I say, just think, when you started like high school, whatever, dad was just born.
It is. It's weird when you look at it like that. It's like JJ and me, I think we're 13 years apart. But it works.
Yeah.
Age is just a number when you get older.
Fair enough. Right. Last one. I'm new to dating apps. Do you have any advice on how best to navigate them? How do I spot red flags and what should I put in my bio?
Right. To be honest, I've never been on a dating site. Wouldn't know where to start, what to do, because I know that if I did ever go on a dating site, I wouldn't get a tick, especially if I put, I'm 46 years old, I've got 5 kids and I've been married 3 times. That is a proper ick for somebody. So, no, I haven't been on a dating site. Don't know how to navigate it. Although I do know people who have met partners on dating sites who are still together, married and had kids. So you do meet people on dating sites. You hear good stories, bad stories. And then some people just go on it just to get a shag.
Oh, my God. I feel like that's all dating sites are for, aren't they?
Yeah, but some people who work, who don't get time to go out and stuff, that's the only way they go forward. So I do believe you do find people on there, but I think a lot of it is to meet and shag.
I'm getting that vibe.
And a lot of catfishes, yeah. But how fun would that be to flick through? But to be honest, to go on dates and all that, that just wouldn't be something for me.
I would not have a clue now.
No.
Not a clue. And to be honest, I'd probably be like, within the first 5 minutes and be like, do you know what? I'm really sorry, but it's not worth me being it. I'm not wasting your time.
I don't know if it's because like in the industry, you just meet people all the time. It's like journalists and things like, you know, straight away, if you know they're going to stitch you up or not. Or you just know like in the first minute, whether you like someone or not. I'd know if I met someone, if I'm going to like them or not.
And then if I straight away, I get a vibe and I think, no, I don't like you.
It could be their shoes. I could look at them and think, oh yeah. Look at their shoes and think, oh, ick. Look at their hands and think, ick. Look at their teeth and think, ick. Or if they smell a bone.
Oh, it's not that.
If their hair and this. Like, there's so many things I would find in it.
I just get to that point now where I'm like, mate, I can't be bothered. Cannot be bothered. I've got no time for pricks.
Well, I didn't even want a relationship and neither did JJ. And look, we've ended up together. And I think maybe because we weren't looking and it happened.
But I mean in general.
Oh, that small talk shit. Fuck that.
I can't bother with it. I'm not good at small talk.
You're not. I'm good at talking to people.
I just sit there like, will you just fuck off and leave me alone? Oh, sorry.
So if anyone tries to see Soph and have a little bit of small talk, just realise she doesn't really want it. She's thinking, can you fuck off?
No, I'm not like that all the time. I'm not like that all the time. I just like, you know what I'm like. I have my moments. I am nice.
Have you been at your allotment recently?
Yeah, I went yesterday to the allotment. Planted our allotment neighbours. They gave us some plants to plant. I don't know what they...
Are they old?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Really sweet.
Did Do they love it seeing you there with Velvet?
Yeah. I mean, our plot is a bit crappy, but it is what it is, and we just make the most of it.
I did say I'm going to buy you something to put in that, like a gnome or something. Yeah.
But yeah, so basically, I've put a sheet over, like a dark sheet to like kill off the weeds, and then made holes in the sheet to plant the vegetables.
How did you know what to do, Mum?
No. Oh my God.
Or did you Google it?
There are so many people on Instagram and TikToks that have allotments and they all sort of show you what to do. And I've basically just been following some of them. I'll put a list, actually. If you've got allotment, I'll send Chris, who does our Instagram, a list of people on Instagram with allotments to follow. You want more cheese and jam?
Yeah.
Okay, please, can you go and sit down and Mummy will bring it over to you, yeah? Fucking hell, Harry, when are you going to wake up? Help me. Well, thank you for listening to the Katie Price Show. You guys can still get tickets for our live show tour, live tour.
Please, because there's lots I need to get off my chest.
Am I going to, is my arsehole going to be twitching on stage thinking what the fuck's she going to
come
out with?
No, but at least I know the people coming are on my side generally and don't judge
me. The people that go in aren't going to be there because the people that go like the show.
And I can't wait for my birthday night, 22nd of May, that one. Cardiff. Please come and join the birthday one.
We're in Cardiff.
Cardiff one. I love that.
Wales.
Wales.
The Red Dragon. That was such a shit accent.
In fact, oh, so many people want to come to the one in London as well.
Oh, my God, yeah. A load of my friends are coming to that one. Harry's coming to the London one. Mum and Dad are coming to the London one.
Mikey, Ross, Marcello, they all want to get, loads of their friends all want to come.
So that'd be good.
I think I'd be nervous doing the London one because it's people we know.
Yeah, I thought that. Yeah, there's loads of people going that we actually know.
Yeah.
And we're like,
I find that more nerve-wracking, don't you?
I know. It's like the other ones, I'm like, well, no one we really know is sort of going. But,
yeah, so it's sort of easier. But when it's the London one and you're like, oh, no, we've got to get Mum and Dad to that one. Dan and Louise have to come.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I want to do the video messages and all that again.
Yes!
Oh, we've got to get Albert to do one.
I know, he'd be like, Mummy, I want Mummy.
Harvey's got to do one. Harvey didn't do one last time, did he?
Yeah, Harvey did.
Maybe he can do the intro to I've Got You on his keyboard and say, Mummy's now going to sing. And he can play a bit, yeah.
All right then. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening.
All right, that was good. Thanks for listening and
letting Kate vent.
Oh, I have to. At least you guys listen to me. And I do appreciate all your support and so many people, like, they are so good. Like on my Instagram and that, when people write to me and stuff, I do get through as much as I can. Oh, and I've started Cameo.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So I've started Cameo. So Cameo is, I've already just had a request from a mum about one of her daughters is really going through a lot of stuff at the minute and just wants me to do a message to cheer her up. So any weddings, businesses, birthday messages, exams or anything. Thanks, Albert.
Oh, no, sorry.
I'm there on Cameo.
She's trying to do a cameo.
Businesses.
She's trying to do a cameo plug and I've got Albert in the background grabbing his...
If there's any businesses they want me to do a motivational little speech on video, anything, you know where to go.
Give a little motivational speech. Go on. 10 seconds.
To get through the day, stay positive, make someone happy, even if it's a comment, make someone happy every day. Look after yourself, look after your mind, body and soul.
Oh my God,
soul.
That's her favourite saying at the minute, mind, body and soul.
And it is, because it's the only way I get through.
Kindness costs nothing.
Nothing. Exactly. It doesn't. So there you go.
Right.
Right, thank you everyone for listening.
On that note.
See you later, alligators.